whole point about believing in Jesus Christ, the whole point about accepting Him as Lord and Savior, is that this faith is supposed to change everything about us. To believe in Jesus is to be recreated into a new life, an entirely new existence, a whole new way of being alive. We have been baptized, and through water and the Holy Spirit, God has actually adopted us as His own children. By our baptism into Christ, our human nature has been changed. For in a real way, we have wondrously become a part of Christ. In Jesus, God shared in our human nature so that in Jesus we could share in God's divine nature. What we proclaim during the Easter season, what we celebrate about our baptism, and what we witness in our daily lives is the great truth that we have died and risen with Christ. In Jesus, God has changed us by becoming one with us. Our human nature, originally created in the image and likeness of God, but later distorted by the malice of sin, is now restored by the mercy of God. Our sins have been washed away. Our lives have been transformed. We have been born again into a new life of grace. As Christians, we are now empowered to live God's life, even as we live here on earth. But today's solemnity of the Ascension doesn't only rejoice in what has changed about us. It also marvels about what has changed about God. In Jesus, divinity and humanity were united in one person. He was the incarnate Word of God, who preached and taught and healed, and with incomparable condescension, even died on the cross for our sake. But in the glory of the resurrection, Jesus utterly defeated the power of death. And Jesus, fully human and fully divine, has now ascended to the right hand of the Father. The second person of the Trinity had lost nothing of His divinity when He became flesh on earth. And He has lost nothing of our humanity now that He is glorified in heaven. He never left His Father by coming down among us, nor did He abandon us by returning to His Father. In Jesus, God shared in our human nature so that in Jesus, our humanity could share in God's divine nature. In the resurrected and ascended Christ, our humanity is now and forever united to God's divinity. Talk about a success story for the human race. We've all heard stories about people who have gone from rags to riches, about some poor immigrant who came to America with nothing, but eventually became a multimillionaire, living stupendously rich in a splendid mansion. But the Ascension story is infinitely more dramatic and more amazing than any worldly success story. What we celebrate about this solemnity shatters all our categories and turns our reality entirely upside down. The Son of God is all-powerful, but he deigned to be born of a woman as a weak little human baby. God is inconceivably glorious and wondrous, but the only begotten of the Father was willing for our sake to be called the carpenter's son and to live and work in poverty. God is eternal, but out of love for us, the second person of the Trinity chose to share in our existence, like us in all things but sin. He even shared in our human mortality, even in our human experience of death. But now comes the amazing reversal, the unearned gift of incomprehensible success. Our humanity in Christ is now truly risen and exalted at the right hand of the Father. Who and what we are is now and forever a part of who and what God is. So now our shared human inheritance through this great mercy of God is everlasting life in the bliss and boundless beatitude of the Most Holy Trinity. The challenge of this feast is to seize the opportunity to accept the gift and to claim our glorious birthright of everlasting life that Jesus has bestowed upon us. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about another annunciation, a new angelic declaration. Remember the words, "Galileans, why are you still standing here looking up into the skies?" And we can easily imagine those disciples standing there with their mouths agape, looking rather dense, somewhat dim-witted, perhaps a bit like you and me this morning, stunned by the wonder and the saving mystery of Jesus. Then they hear that promise from heaven. The same Jesus, who is now glorified, will return. Christ in glory will come again to judge the living and the dead. Faith and baptism mean salvation. Rejecting Christ means damnation. This choice should change everything about us. Believing in our promised destiny should entirely transform our lives. Daily, we should die to sin. Daily, we should live in the gift of grace. And we cannot faithfully hear the gospel without also sharing the gospel with everyone we meet. The challenge for us is the same as for those very first disciples. We must witness and preach and serve in the name of Jesus to all the world. We must recognize that where Jesus now is, at the right hand of the Father, is where we are called to be. And at every Mass, not just on Ascension Day, we are reminded that it is Jesus who intercedes for us at the right hand of the Father. Our human nature in Jesus, now forever united to the Godhead, pleads on our behalf and offers fitting worship, praise, and thanks to God the Father. That is what the Mass is, the powerful prayer of Jesus. In the Eucharist, we can share even on earth the eternal fellowship of all the saints and angels in heaven. In the celebration of the Mass, our humanity and God's divinity, heaven and earth, life and eternity, are all united in a holy communion. So, let us worship and adore our good God. Let us love and be as good as we are able to our neighbor. Let us recognize our humanity in Christ, now grafted forever to the inner life of God. May we be born again here on earth, so that one day we can be born again into heaven, recreated through the glorious life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.